Hi everyone, this is Tiffany.
And this is Mike.
Alright, so last time we learned about Santa Claus, or we learned about Patricia and Brendan, and he received a letter from Santa Claus.
That's right, it's a few days before Christmas. Of course, Brendan was very surprised to get a postcard from Santa. It was really amazing. Santa had written in the postcard that he knew what Brendan wanted for Christmas. He was looking forward to bringing him his gift. But after a little bit, Brendan started to think that maybe someone else wrote this message. Maybe it wasn't really a postcard from Santa, the real guy.
Yeah, in the end, Patricia said that actually she helped out with the postcard as well.
All right, so it was actually his friend Patricia who wrote the postcard to Brendan. But we don't really know why, do we?
Yeah, exactly. We don't know why she did this or how she did it.
Okay, so we're going to have to check out the article right now and find out more about this strange Christmas tale.
Merry Christmas from Santa.
Do you remember my trip to Finland this summer?
Yes. What happened there?
I stopped by the Santa Claus village to meet Santa and buy souvenirs.
What about the postcard?
I got Santa to send you one.
I was on cloud 9 when I received it. But how come it's in English?
Santa has a group of assistants to help translate his messages into different languages.
So, does that mean I will still get a stereo?
I don't know. You'll have to wait until Christmas to find out.
Okay, let's wait and see.
Word power!
Get. 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 Got. Gotten. Mom doesn't know how to get my brother to do his homework. Mom doesn't know how to get my brother to do his homework. Receive. Receive. Receive, received, received. I received a package from the mailman this morning. I received a package from the mailman this morning. Assistant. Assistant. The assistant helps the dentist during the operation. The assistant helps the dentist during the operation. Until. Until. Grandma has to stay in the hospital until tomorrow. Grandma has to stay in the hospital until tomorrow.
All right, well, Patricia begins by asking a question to Brendan. She says to him, "Do you remember my trip to Finland this summer?" Okay. Now that actually makes some sense because the postcard came from Finland.
Right.
Which is not where Santa lives. Santa lives at the North Pole, but that might explain why the card came from Finland. Obviously, Patricia was in Finland. Do you remember my trip to Finland this summer? So it was a few months ago that she visited this country in Europe called Finland.
Right. So then Brendan says, yes. What happened there? So Brendan is curious about his postcard, and Patricia mentions her trip. So he wants to know exactly what Patricia did there.
Okay, yeah. Well, Patricia explains, I stopped by the Santa Claus village to meet Santa and buy souvenirs. Okay, now it's all starting to make sense. In Finland, there's this real place called Santa Claus Village. And I guess in this village, it's Christmas all year long. It's where Santa lives, and, you know, I'm sure they have a workshop where he makes all his toys, and you can meet Rudolph and the other reindeers, and, of course, meet the famous Santa Claus himself. Mm-hmm. Another thing she did there was to buy a souvenir. Souvenirs are the kinds of things you buy to remember a holiday or remember where you traveled to somewhere.
Right. All right, so before we begin taking a look at our article, let's first look at our 英文快译通.
All right.
Hello, 大家好 I'm Tim. 今天我们要教大家英文中 meet 跟 see 的用法。那这两者之间有什么不同呢？现在就让我们一起来看看吧。首先让我们来看看 meet 的用法。英文中 meet somebody 代表和某人碰面的意思。一种是双方事先约好的碰面，另一种则是双方不期而遇的碰面。两者都可以用 meet 来表达。假设今天你跟你朋友有约，你就可以用 meet 这个字。Let's meet at 5 o'clock at the train station.Let's meet at 5 o'clock at the train station. 我们五点的时候在火车站见面吧。或者 I'll meet you at the coffee shop tomorrow morning. I'll meet you at the coffee shop tomorrow morning. 我跟你约明天早上在咖啡店碰面吧。这两个句子中的 meet 都是代表双方事先约好的碰面。然而假设今天你在路上跟朋友不期而遇，你也可以用 meet 这个字来表达。I met my friend on my way back home. I met my friend on my way back home. 我在回家的路上遇到了一位朋友。或者 I met Sarah at the gym today. I met Sarah at the gym today. 我今天在健身房里遇见了 Sarah. 这两个例句中的 meet 就代表有巧遇的意思。好，看完了 meet 的用法，再让我们看看 see 的用法。英文中 see somebody 代表看见某人，强调看的结果，对方不见得看见你。例如今天你走在路上看到了某位大明星，你就可以说 I saw a movie star on the street last Saturday. I saw a movie star on the street last Saturday.我上周六在路上看到了一位电影明星。或者 I saw a movie star shopping at the supermarket last night. I saw a movie star shopping at the supermarket last night. 我昨晚看到一位电影明星在超市购物。这两个例句中的 saw 是 see 的过去式，两者表达的都是我看见了某位电影明星，但那位明星不一定有看见我。好，最后让我们来复习一下英文中 meet somebody 代表和某人碰面。无论是双方事先约好的碰面，或者不期而遇的碰面，都可以用 meet 来表达。然而 see somebody 则是代表看见某人，强调看的结果，对方不见得看见你。好，经过今天的讲解之后，希望各位同学都对 meet 以及 see 的用法更了解咯。英文快译通，我们下次见。
Alright, so taking a look back at our article, Brendan says, what about the postcard? So remember, Patricia went to Santa Claus Village in Finland, and he's trying to figure out, how exactly did he get this postcard?
Right.
And how did Patricia get Santa Claus to write a message to him?
Exactly, that's a little unusual. Well, Patricia tells him, I got Santa to send you one.
Oh,
interesting. Because, yeah, I mean, if she was there in the summer and she wrote it, well, then the mail should be much faster than that. He should get the postcard a long time ago. But she didn't write it. She got Santa to send a Christmas card to her friend Brendan.
Wow.
When you get someone to do something, in this case, of course, get is the present tense. Here we're using the past tense, got, but it's the verb to get. When you get someone to do something, you make them do it. You ask them to do it. You tell them to do it. But someone is acting or doing what you want them to do, right? So your parents will get you to finish your homework. Your teachers will get you to sit down and stop talking, that kind of thing. Because they make you do it. They say, sit down, stop talking, go upstairs, do your homework. You have to do it. They're getting you to do it.
Right. Mm. So our word part of sentence is, Mom doesn't know how to get my brother to do his homework.
Ah.
Mom doesn't know how to get my brother to do his homework.
Interesting.
So he's kind of like the kid that's like, no, I don't want to do anything.
Okay.
Mom is frustrated. She doesn't know what to
do. Interesting. My parents used to say, well, if you don't do your homework, you can't watch any TV.
Oh.
And that would be a way to get me to do my homework. Because I wanted to watch TV, so I had to go do my homework. Interesting.
Yep. It's a good deal, I think.
Yeah.
All right, so next in the article, Brendan says, I was on cloud nine when I received it, but how come it's in English? Okay, so he's expecting it to be in Finnish, I guess.
That's
so
true.
So it's interesting.
In Finland, they speak Finnish, not English.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question, good point.
Right, so when you're on cloud nine, it means that you're very, 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 very happy.
Mm.
It feels like you are in heaven almost.
Ah, yes.
So, Mike, what makes you feel like you're on cloud nine?
Let's see. Being on cloud nine. Maybe something, you know, simple like waking up on a Saturday morning after a long, busy week and I have nothing to do on Saturday. You know, that feeling of just being happy and free and relaxed. That's the kind of feeling you'd have when you're on cloud nine. You're happy, you're in a good mood, you're really enjoying your life right at that time. Okay, to receive something is basically to get something. Someone gives you something and you take it, you receive it. If I send you an email and then you open it and read it, you are receiving the email. All right, that's spelled R-E-C-E-I-V-E. R-E-C-E-I-V-E. Remember, I before E, except after C.
Right.
That's why we have E-I, not I-E. All right, to receive.
Right, and our word power sentence is, I received a package from the mailman this morning.
Oh, that's nice.
I received a package from the mailman this morning.
Right. Letters, packages, things like that, you will always, of course, receive them. All right, back to Patricia. Yes, why is the message in English? That's a good question. Well, Patricia says, Santa has a group of assistants to help translate his messages into different languages. Wow, Santa's like the United Nations. People there speak all the languages of the world, okay? An assistant is basically someone who helps a person with their work. A-S-S-I-S-T-A-N-T. So think of a famous artist or something like that, a movie director. Of course, they don't do all the work by themselves. They have helpers. They have people who work for them. Those people are their assistants, okay?
Right.
They're helping a person do their job. For example, we could say the assistant helps the dentist during the operation. The assistant helps the dentist during the operation, right? With that
root canal.
With that thing, and they suck water or, you know, hold something for the dentist because they're busy. They only have two hands, so they need a helper or an assistant.
Right.
Just like Santa.
Exactly. So the article then says, Brendan says, so does that mean I will still get a stereo?
Right.
Okay, so I think he doesn't really care about, you know, how the letter got there, how it's in English.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's still, he is more worried about his stereo.
Sure,
and his Christmas present.
And he's very hopeful now because he actually got a message from Santa. So he wants to know, well, if I get the message, do I get the really cool stereo present?
Yeah, it doesn't mean I still get it.
Yeah.
All right, so then Patricia says, I don't know. You'll have to wait until Christmas to find out. But that's the excitement of Christmas.
Is I guess.
Opening your presents and trying to figure out what's inside.
It's true. One year I was a very bad boy and I found my presents before Christmas. I was looking under my parents' bed. Oh, I found them. And Christmas wasn't as exciting that year. So I didn't do that again. Of course, Brendan is very interested in Finland and the Santa Claus village, but I think he's most interested in what's going to be in that present on Christmas Day.
All right, so we see our word power word here, until, and it means up to a particular time or event. Right, so our word power sentence is Grandma has to stay in the hospital until tomorrow.
Okay.
Grandma has to stay in the hospital until tomorrow.
It's a very useful word to show when an action will stop, right? I'll watch TV until 8 o'clock and then I'll turn off the TV. So it's very useful to kind of know when things start and finish. They'll finish until, they'll go until a certain time. All right, Brendan says, okay, let's wait and see. So, yeah, that's really all he can do. He just has to wait until Christmas, just like we all do, to see what Santa's brought him. But until then, he can keep his fingers crossed. He can keep being a good boy. And then hopefully on Christmas Day, all of his Christmas dreams will come true.
Yeah, hopefully. So Brendan should just try to be good until then, and just wait for the surprise, because I think that's where the magic of Christmas comes from.
It's true. Without that surprise, it's just not quite as special as it can be. It's nice getting presents, but it's always great getting presents you didn't expect when they're really a big surprise. So we hope Brendan gets what he wants. We hope you guys get what you want, and we'll be back after a very short break. Okay, I remember on Christmas, it was always nice, of course, getting the things you wanted, right? If you wanted a bicycle and then you, there's a bicycle, that was great. But it was also kind of cool being surprised. You know, I know for example, my aunts and uncles, they would often be living far away and they might just buy me something cool. And those were some of the most special gifts because it was a total surprise. You never thought about it, you never saw it, you didn't know what it was until you open it. And suddenly you're like, this is the best thing ever. And it was a total surprise.
Right.
Always lots of fun.
And actually, sometimes it's kind of fun surprising other people by giving them gifts, right?
That's true.
Like maybe for your brother or sister, if you have any, you find something really cool at the store and you kind of want to give them a surprise, you can always wrap that up and give that to them on Christmas morning.
That's something I think I've learned as I've gotten older. As a kid, of course, you always want to get the toys and have the gifts come to you. I find as I'm older, though, I enjoy the look on a person's face when they open my gift, right? When I buy them something and they open it, and that look of excitement and happiness on their face, that's something that you can't buy. That's something that doesn't come to you. You have to give away something, and then you can enjoy your friend's happiness.
So yeah, exactly.
There's lots of wonderful ways, wonderful things to enjoy at Christmas. Getting gifts, giving them the food and the songs, and just being with everyone. So we hope everyone's going to have a real happy Christmas. We hope, of course, Brendan gets his stereo. Maybe his neighbors hope he doesn't.
Oh, right.
Because he'll play music really loud now.
And it could be like annoying music. Like, I don't know, heavy metal.
Well, that's okay.
That's okay.
Country music.
That could be a little bit.
Anyway, so if you're getting a stereo, be nice to your neighbors. If you're not, we hope you enjoy your Christmas. Merry Christmas, Tiffany.
Merry Christmas, Mike.
And Merry Christmas to everyone out there. We'll see you soon.
I would love to join you, but I don't like going to that restaurant.
I would love to join you, but I don't like going to that restaurant.
Hello, 下班了吗？今天晚上有约吗？你要不要跟我去那间新开的 Sawadika 泰式餐厅吃饭啊？网络上评价很高哎，那约七点在火车站好不好
？I would love to join you, but I don't like going to that restaurant.
哎，他谁呀 ？Hello， 大家好，欢迎来到 A Plus 小聚会。没错，刚刚那位谜样的男子说的 I would love to join you, but I don't like going to that restaurant 就是今天的主题句。这句话的意思是说呢，我很想加入，但是我不喜欢去那家餐厅。 Join 动词，加入参加的意思。这句话很实用哦，怎么说呢？像是朋友啊，或是同事约你出去玩或吃饭，但其实你不是很感兴趣又不想伤了大家的感觉，就可以用 I would love to join you， 我很想加入啦 ，but 但是来说明你的想法。你要直接说 no， 当然也是可以，不过会显得有点不体贴哦。毕竟人家也是有想到你才会约你的，对吧？ 所以还是要以礼相待。哎呦，时间快到了，那去餐厅之前，大家一起复习一次今天的句子吧。 A Plus 小聚会 See you next time.
I would love to join you, but I don't like going to that restaurant.
I would love to join you, but I don't like going to that restaurant.
Merry Christmas from Santa.
Do you remember my trip to Finland this summer?
Yes. What happened there?
I stopped by the Santa Claus village to meet Santa and buy souvenirs.
What about the postcard?
I got Santa to send you one.
I was on cloud 9 when I received it. But how come it's in English?
Santa has a group of assistants to help translate his messages into different languages.
So, does that mean I will still get a stereo?
I don't know. You'll have to wait until Christmas to find out.
Okay, let's wait and see.
Get, got, gotten. Mom doesn't know how to get my brother to do his homework. Mom doesn't know how to get my brother to do his homework. Received. I received a package from the mailman this morning. I received a package from the mailman this morning. Assistant. The assistant helps the dentist during the operation. The assistant helps the dentist during the operation. Until. Grandma has to stay in the hospital until tomorrow. Grandma has to stay in the hospital until tomorrow.